Welcome to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today, and thank you folks for pulling up a stool and joining the conversation today. On today's program, we have Doug Burgum, entrepreneur, politician, philanthropist, talks about a new way to look at restructuring how local governments receive money from the state. Jim Savvy, with Pfeiffer Auction and Realty and the owner of Buffalo Creek Saloon, talks about deer hunting season and the Bakken consignment auction. Dr. Neil Bernard talks about the business of being vegan and much, much more on today's episode of Coffee and Capitalism Radio. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with Doug Burgum, entrepreneur, philanthropist, and gubernatorial candidate for North Dakota.
As long as we're talking about the budget numbers a little bit, the trend has been for the last 15 years for governors to increase their budgets. Right. I think there might be one or two examples where there's a 5% cut. I think at one point Governor Hovind then had a 5% cut, and I think maybe the last budget might have been down. But the trend has been to increase the governor's budget. What does a budget look like under a Burgum gubernatorial administration?
Well, I think it's just going to have to face the reality. I mean, Governor Dalrymple has already ordered the departments to start looking at a 10% reduction, versus last time. So we know that the starting point is going to be down from the last session. It's just a question of how far it's going to be. And I think again, we aren't going to have additional economic information until after June 14th. We know we're going to have a new revenue forecast, made in August. But right now, again, we've been missing by a lot. Not a little. I mean, in March, 2 years ago, the revenue that came in the state was $204 million. This March, it was $98 million, 52% off. And April was, similar thing. So these aren't 4% or 10% misses. I mean, we're missing substantially, because when the price of oil went down, not only did the oil extraction production taxes went down, but we also saw a huge drop in sales tax. And then we've seen a drop in corporate income tax, and seeing a drop in personal income tax. So the model, that was being used to forecast didn't encompass the ripple effect, through all the different forms of tax revenue. And then it also didn't account for the fact that we were going to end into a cycle of being really down in ag commodity prices, because every ag producer in the state, across the state, including the northwestern part of the state, they're all looking at cost of production that's going to be higher than what their expected revenue is going to be. And if you're staring that, you're staring down that barrel, you're not buying a new truck, you're not buying a new combine, probably spending, our family's still is in the grain elevator and agronomy business. And so we know, farmers even, they even sometimes buy, less fertilizer and chemical if they feel like they put less inputs in if they think they're not going to get as much out. So everything is down in our economy right now. Unfortunately, both oil and agriculture are heading down at the same time, and that's really causing a double whammy for the state of North Dakota's revenues.
Back in 2012, when oil prices were at $100, the Bakken was a frenzied pace. People were paying $15 for sandwiches. They didn't care. So flash forward a few years, and people are starting to tighten their belt. But the infrastructure is being done out there. I heard somebody mention that, the four lanes from Williston down to Dickinson, which I was a part of that, the two-lane highways, which were very, very dangerous. Mm-hmm. I left Highway 22 because I was not a trucker. I said, I got no business being on this road, get off it. Mm-hmm. Now I feel safe driving on those roads. I lead into that by saying, how important is the infrastructure in Western North Dakota to the overall state economy?
Well, it's absolutely essential, and it does, as you say, it starts with public safety. I've been going to Western North Dakota for 45 years. I've been a landowner in Slope County for 20 years, and you know, one of the sad things about, you know, some of that infrastructure, you know, came after that tragic accident where the three young, you know, rodeo guys were killed, you know, coming home from a rodeo one night. Well, two of those three were the sons of one of my neighbors, you know, out in Slope County. You know, I was at their, you know, funeral in the Bowman Rodeo Ground, saddest funeral I've ever been to in my life. You know, and again, you know, two-lane road, and, you know, at night, I mean, it's a dangerous situation. So, I mean, I think it's great that we've got infrastructure out there, you know, not only to support the industry, but also to, you know, make sure that we're providing, taking care of public safety. So one thing we have done well with the surge funding, because the surge funding, which again came from a, you know, an entirely different bucket. We're not talking about the general fund where we really have let spending has gotten away from us. But in the surge funding, which was the strategic infrastructure and improvement fund, that was money that came from oil extraction, oil production taxes that was intended to go back to those oil producing counties, and spending over $1 billion, giving it back to communities with local decision making, local control is exactly you know, what needs to happen. And the only thing that my running mate, Mayor Brent Sanford, who you know, Mayor of Watford City, would, you know, we might have said, hey, let's have the formula. So instead of sending the money to Bismarck and sending it back, let's just keep more of it locally in the first place, so that local communities are always going to know where to spend the next dollar in infrastructure, because they're there. And those are decisions that can be made in real time as opposed to every 2 years in Bismarck. But, you know, we are in much shape. When the industry returns and oil prices return, you know, we're going to be in much better shape in Western North Dakota than we were before because of the infrastructure that we have put in place.
Do you see a ripple coming through with that? I mean, I wrote an article called The Reverse Ripple, and it had to do with oil, meaning that when oil prices came up, we felt the ripple all the way through to, you couldn't find a tank in Fargo Tank.
Right.
Minneapolis was a huge success of the economic boom in North Dakota. Now we're kind of seeing the reverse ripple on that. Do you feel the ag and, we'll call it, mining of oil is going to have a reverse ripple through the state?
Well, you know, during this downturn, I mean, I think it's already happening. As you take a look at, I know in communities that I've been traveling through in the you know, in the Bakken, I mean, I'm traveling on the ground. I'm staying in hotels. I'm asking people, hey, tell me about your occupancy. I mean, people are, you know, saying, hey, we're at 25%, but they're at 25%, but they're at half the rack rate that they were 2 years ago. So if they've gone from $200 a night to, you know, $99 a night at 25%, they're actually trying to run that motel at one-eighth the revenue.
Mm-hmm.
And if they built it during the Bakken premium, I mean, you know that people are hurting. And so it's a question of, I mean, part of that ripple effect is what's going to do to the real estate market, whether it's home prices or, you know, commercial real estate, hotels, apartment buildings. I mean, you know, it appears that in some cases we've got overcapacity, and that overcapacity is, some of that's going to be picked up, that slack can be picked up by dropping prices until it meets demand, but we just, you know, we may, until we see activity pick up, we may have overbuilt.
Is that part of your platform, is to take a look at that ratio policy where it goes to Bismarck and comes back? Because the North Dakota oil and gas producing counties last year spent a small fortune trying to lobby to get a higher percentage. They didn't get all they wanted. They got a little bit.
Yep.
But is that part of your platform?
Well, we've said, Brent and I have said, everything needs to be on the table, you know, because we're leaving an era of abundance, you know, where money was coming in beyond, above the forecast.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now we're entering an era where every month, you know, we're coming in below the forecast. And again, we're, you know, cumulative, we're off by over $1.1 billion, you know, just in the less than the first 12 months of the biennium, we're off by, you know, that much, and it continues to grow. So, you know, when you've got that big of a shortfall between what your projected spending was and projected revenue, and I should say, and it really wasn't, the revenue is overstated because part of that spending was predicated on taking our beginning balance from $700 million down to $300 million for an ending balance. So that's another $400 million that was coming out of the checking account. Now that's going to be consumed. So the checking account is going to go from 700 to zero. We had a rainy day fund of 575. That's going to be gone before we even get into the second year of the biennium. And so the next time when we come into session, we are not going to have, the cushion is gone. The checking account is empty and the savings account is empty. And that's going to put a lot of pressure on us really thinking, how do we reinvent and how do we streamline? I mean, this isn't a, This isn't a belt-tightening exercise. This is a reinvent government exercise.
To listen to the full-length interview with Doug Burgum, or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit cafecapitalism.com. That's cafecapitalism.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network.
My name is Otis, and I am the host of Kids and Capitalism. I would like to take this time to talk to you about Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. If you are looking to buy or sell a home, you need to give Hatch Realty a call today. Hatch Realty is the number one real estate team in North Dakota, according to the Wall Street Journal, and is featured in Inc. Magazine's 5,000 Fastest Growing Private Companies in America. Eric Hatch has been endorsed by Barbara Corcoran from the hit show Shark Tank. He was voted Best Real Estate Agent by the firm of Fargo-Moorhead, is an Alumni Association Horizon Award winner from North Dakota State University, and the host of Real Estate Radio. When buying or selling real estate, there is only one company to call, and that's Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Give Eric Hatch and Hatch Realty a call today at 701-212-1572. Again, that's 701-212-1572. Or check them out online at livefargomoorhead.com. Again, that's livefargomoorhead.com. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate.
A perfect winter getaway is waiting for you in the Black Hills. The Lodge at Deadwood Gaming Resort offers luxurious guest rooms, first-class casual fine dining, and the largest convention facility in the area. Recently voted best casino, hotel, and restaurant in the Black Hills, the Lodge at Deadwood has everything you need for the perfect winter getaway. Skiing and snowmobiling are located just minutes from the Lodge. Or ask about gaming and spa packages. Elevate your experience. Visit DeadwoodLodge.com, Deadwood's newest legend.